So the Wildlife and Safari Travel Show is returning to the Harrogate Convention Centre for a second year next weekend across the 12th and 13th of October. The show is going to be packed with everything wildlife and safari to help you plan your perfect holiday, your perfect next adventure. Now, there's going to be a marine conservation charity auction, 360 virtual reality travel experience, elephant gin lounge as well, all things wildlife and safari. There'll also be plenty of talks from experts and exhibitors, a few of which we've spoken to on Stray FM across the last few weeks. One of which is Polar Roots, who actually organise once-in-a-lifetime trips to the Arctic and the Antarctic. So they're exhibition cruise specialists. Now, I was lucky enough to be joined on this show by Martin Johnson, one of the co-founders of Polar Roots. So he told me a bit about the company and what they're going to be doing at this year's Wildlife and Safari Travel Show.
We are an expedition cruise specialist. So we specialise in expedition cruising predominantly to the polar regions. So that's everything at the top and bottom of the world. So and the Arctic, so places like Svalbard, northern Norway, Greenland, and places like that, and Antarctica as well. So at the bottom of the world, so Antarctica, South Georgia, Falklands. And we specialise in small ship expedition cruises that gets you to the heart of the destination, and you get off the ship and set foot in some of the most magical places in the world. This is really like an adventure, and almost a sort of, I suppose you could call it like a safari by ship. The ship very often is a small ship, less than 500 passengers, although often between only 100 and 200 passengers. And you go down to these amazing places with a team of expedition staff, so a team of experts, and you get off the ship and will set foot on land, you know, amongst the penguins, amongst the scenery, amongst the sort of amazing landscapes. And, you know, you can do a variety of activities, anything from, you know, walking in amongst the penguins to things like kayaking and things like even paddleboarding and all that sort of stuff. So you really become immersed in these amazing bucket list destinations. I've got two talks. So one on Saturday, I'm doing basically how to find your perfect polar expedition cruise, because to a lot of people, you know, these destinations are bucket lists, but actually sort of working out how to get there, what kind of operator, what kind of ship, what kind of, expedition you want to take is a bit of a minefield. And my talk on Saturday is designed to help make some decisions and help the people to sort of start thinking about how they might actually like to explore. And then on Sunday, I'm part of a expedition, a wildlife adventure and expedition cruising panel with a couple of other people, and we'll be discussing all sorts of things to do with expedition cruising, both to the polar region and some of the wider areas that you can do it as well, including the Galapagos.
If cold weather adventures aren't for you, then there are plenty of hot weather exhibitors who are offering travel advice, offers, and different experiences in hotter climates across the world. Malatini Luxury Travel are another exhibitor. They're set to welcome visitors at the show this year. I caught up with Claire Pignall, who is one of their senior travel experts, to find out a bit about Malatini Luxury Travel and what they're going to be offering people who visit the show.
We are African safari specialists. We are a UK tour operator, and we also have permanent home in Cape Town, South Africa. And we'll be at the show this year chatting to guests about all the different exciting opportunities that they can take part in throughout Africa, whether they're interested in gorilla trekking, the Great Migration, surfing in South Africa, diving with sharks, you know, drinking delicious wines in the winelands in South Africa. So we'll be explaining all the different countries and, you know, how they can twin center that with some of the beautiful Indian Ocean islands like Seychelles and Mauritius, Zanzibar.
So anyone going to this event who is interested in safari and travel, they've got the opportunity to talk to people like yourself, Claire, because I would say, looking at your background in travel and in Africa and safaris, you're somewhat of an expert, aren't you?
Oh, well, they do call us experts, and I think that's mainly because we don't sell anything that we haven't seen or stayed at ourselves. So I'm really fortunate to have traveled to every country that we sell, bar two, which is Uganda and Rwanda, but I'll be ticking those off the list in November. But yes, we are very specialist, and everything we do is tailor-made. So we don't really sell packages. We speak to our clients, we find out what it is they want to do, whether it's a family holiday or a honeymoon, and we really kind of zone in on what's going to suit them best for their budget and what they had in mind. I think with travel programs at the minute, there's so many obvious things that people really know about already, but there's some exciting things that are coming up and, you know, new to do, like marine safaris. That's something really new and really interesting, seeing whales and which part of Africa to go to see whales at a certain time of year, or diving with them. You know, I think Africa is still the big dark continent, and some people can be quite scared of it, but the truth is it's 54 different, unique, individual countries that all offer something super exciting, and it's really helping people understand which country is going to be best for them. You know, for the more adventurous couples or families, a self-drive through South Africa is amazing and great fun, and people might have some concerns, so it's nice to speak to an expert who's actually done it. And these kinds of holidays can be quite expensive, so it's nice to speak to somebody who may have seen two different properties at two different price points and say, actually, I preferred the one that was cheaper for the following reasons, or I don't think you need to spend that much money. You know, it's quite nice to get first-hand experience.
Thanks again to both Martin from Polar Routes and to Claire at Malatini Luxury Travel, who I'll be looking out for at the Wildlife and Safari Travel Show next weekend. It's going to be at the Harrogate Convention Centre on the Saturday the 12th and Sunday the 13th of October. If you do want to get tickets, find them at wildlifesafarishow.com. You can quote the code STRAYFM to get cheaper tickets. You can get them for £4 instead of the usual £10 at the door. You can find more about the Wildlife and Safari Travel Show on the Lifestyle section at strayfm.com.